You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio here in the Shoe Swap. The Voice's content is produced by volunteers, and the means to air is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Speaking of donations, did you know you could buy a square foot of our renovated studios in the green space? $50 puts your name in our upgraded space. To find out more, phone us at 250-463-5026. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we feature a live performance of the album Coltrane Plays the Blues, performed and arranged by Craig Thompson and friends, as part of a series of concerts dedicated to seminal jazz albums. Up next, we'll listen to a cut from the album dedicated to saxophonist Sidney Bechet. But first, Craig Thompson and I chat further about Coltrane's music.
That's something you see with that level of musicians, that they get to a point and then they realize, well, this is old hat, I got to do something different, what are we going to do next?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was really successful in that, right? I mean, his explorations of modal music were really awesome, obviously. And, you know, like we started getting into like Interstellar Space and all those sorts of albums towards the end, where it was arguably almost just free, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but he also could play inside like nobody's business, which I guess he reportedly sort of found was boring a lot of the time and just frustrating to do that because he was still searching for his voice. And when he started exploring the augmented axis and, you know, the whole Coltrane Matrix thing that we all worship with giant steps, etc.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy contributed so much to what we do that it only makes sense to pay tribute to him regularly.
Yeah.
Regularly. He's one of those people that...
What I notice about him is even when he's shredding to the max, it's so fluid.
Yeah.
It's just flowing out of him.
Yeah, his technique was just superlative. I mean, if you actually study his transcriptions and you break it down and you look at it slowly enough, he is actually fairly pattern-based a lot of the time. But when he gets into his sheets of sound stuff, it's just, I don't know, like he's channeling something, right? And like you say, it's just, well, liquid, right?
Yeah,
it just pours out of him.
Coltrane plays the blues as a bit of an anomaly, because Coltrane never meant to release it. So it was actually assembled off the cutting room floor out of tracks for My Favorite Things, which was recorded back in 1960. And they actually were thinking about releasing this one first, but Coltrane really resisted that because he wanted his debut on the soprano sax to be My Favorite Things, but there were soprano tracks that were going to get pushed through on this album that he didn't even want. Now, as it turns out, Coltrane's discards are still pretty great, and this turns out to be an excellent album, but these are the only times where Steve Davis recorded with him too, but you know, the actual fact of it is they only recorded together once in 1960, and then Steve Davis ends up being on three albums as a result of it: My Favorite Things, Coltrane Plays the Blues, and a little bit of Coltrane Jazz as well, but all were basically just made from this one session. So Coltrane Plays the Blues, they must have just been, you know, like Bernie keeps on joking, I think it was just one of those things where they were just rolling tape and playing, because Coltrane never really plays a head out on any of these things, which, and you know, in the alternate takes, the head is different, so there really wasn't a head on most of these tracks. He didn't really compose the tunes, they were just blowing over blues. And of course, it's fantastic. So that last one was Blues to Elvin, and we're going to move on with Blues to Bechet, for which I have to don my soprano sax.
Thank you. Thank you.
it's funny you say he was looking for something, because my understanding was that he was also kind of spiritual.
Especially towards the end.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever been to the Church of Coltrane in San Francisco?
No, I have not. I guess that's one of those bucket list things.
You got to go.
Okay.
I've been 3 times. It's great.
Okay.
It's great.
I'll have to look that up now.
The Sunday Mass is basically just like a big jam session, and there's always heavy tenor players making pilgrimages from all over the place. Each time I've been there, there's been somebody who doesn't even speak English who's there just with their horn. They're just ready to blow like crazy. I went toe-to-toe with the Archbishop of Coltrane, just standing bell-to-bell, shredding on a Love Supreme. It's one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life.
Wow.